Is the mic on?
I have so much to talk about. Episode 108, What's Wrong with Orny Adams? Did I ever play this clip for you? This is a lady.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
This is Comics Mohegan Sun Casino. A lady walks out because she's upset about a joke I did about straws.
Somebody is upset about a straw joke.
This is from 2018.
She's being carried out of here.
Boy, do we really focus
on the poor kids.
Look at the kids. Oh, they're carrying out the security. Boy, do we focus on the wrong stuff. I will play the full clip or talk about it at the end of this episode, episode 108, What's Wrong with Orny Adams? I suffer from decision paralysis. I'm planning a vacation this month, go to the desert in Arizona. You can't just spontaneously go away anymore. You can't, the old Americana, jump in the car, drive down Route 66 and stop at a motel. No way. Everything's got to be planned ahead of time. Everything's booked. You have to read reviews. I am so sick of reviews. I'm so sick of how many different decisions I have to make when I buy any product. Any. There's so many varieties. And now with online, you can buy, it's just, oh, and God forbid it's a food product. You have to read the ingredients. And now I'm having nightmares. I'm having anxiety nightmares about having to make decisions or doing the wrong thing. Like, I had a nightmare last night that I accidentally used outdoor potting soil for my indoor plants. Yes, there's outdoor soil and indoor soil. This is how ridiculous this Miracle-Gro. First of all, now it's a miracle. It's like there's some sort of religious cult. They have so many different varieties. And I'm telling you, this is how I feel. For the most part, soil is soil. Now, the soil nerds, they'll tell you differently. They'll say that indoor soil gives your plant roots the preferred air, moisture, and nutrition balance it needs. Soil from the outdoors is heavy and is best used for outdoor gardening. Oh, really? The outdoor soil's best for outdoor gardening? I mean, soil. These plants just want to grow. Listen to all the different Miracle-Gro. I mean, this sounds like a bit. It should be a bit. I should do this when I do my how many different shapes of French fries do we need bit. But listen to this. This is just potting mixes from Miracle-Gro. This is from their website. I'm sure I missed some. There's houseplant potting mix. There's potting seed starting mix. There's indoor potting mix. There's moisture control potting mix. Peat-free potting mix. Tropical plant potting mix. Succulent potting mix. African violet potting mix. I didn't realize that there was such a need for African violet soil. I didn't realize that people were planting. Let me just continue. Orchard potting mix. Cactus palm citrus mix. Expand and grow potting mix. And of course, there's organic potting mix. What's wrong? What's wrong? I can't believe it. I can't take it anymore. What's wrong with Orny Adams? Episode 108. Bringing this down a little bit. So much to talk about. I'm going to talk about momfluencers. And specifically this Ruby Frankie. I saw a great 2020 on her. I'm going to talk about this documentary. Orny. Boy, there's so much to talk about. I'm going to talk about this documentary, Sea Gypsies, Far Side of the World, which I think is inspiring. Oh, here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Now the lighting is all going to change in the studio. That's great. That's great. I'll also talk about the cautionary tale of plastic surgery in Mexico. Oh, and did you see that woman, that 80-year-old woman that got... She died when an elephant charged their safari truck in Africa. And I'll talk about the stupid eclipse. Oh, I have so many stupid people. Oh, this woman in LA that drove into the ocean. Boy, we have so much to talk about. Where to begin? Where to begin? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Let me tell you my tour dates coming up. That's important because a lot of people right now are saying, hey, when are you, when are you going to tour in Australia? Well, I have no plans, but thank you to everybody that's asking me where I'm touring. Here are my dates for this month, April, and next month, May 2024. April 18th, I'll be back in Las Vegas at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club. One night, one show, Thursday, April 18th. I'm sorry, one night, two shows. Now I want to start the whole podcast over, just based on that one little slip. Two shows, April 18th. It's a Thursday. And then I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to go out into the wilderness and get lost and get off my phone and off my device. And I'm going to act like one of these sea gypsies. May 4th. I will be in Los Angeles. Now, I'm in Los Angeles a lot. This weekend, you can see me do 20 minutes at the Laugh Factory this Saturday night, which will be May 6th. You can see me close the 7 p.m. show at the Improv, same day, May 6th. Now, May 4th, you want to see Orny Adams do an hour-long plus show, perhaps 90-minute show. You want to see me at the Kookaburra Lounge here in Los Angeles. Brand new comedy club. This is part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Anyway, keeping so many thoughts in my head. May 10th, I'll be at the Halifax Comedy Festival. One show in the theater, that Spatz Theater. I love it. I've done this many times. Please come see me. But how about this exciting news? I'll be in Ottawa. I'll be at Yuck Yucks Comedy Club in Ottawa. May 11th. Saturday, May 11th. Two shows. Now stop playing around. Come see me. And I'm calling on all Teen Wolf fans because I had such a positive experience when I was in Chicago performing at that Epic Cons. And I did a show and it was all mostly Teen Wolf fans. It was so much fun. I now want to see all Teen Wolf fans at all my shows. So Teen Wolf fans in Ottawa, Canada, May 11th, come see me at Yuck Yucks Comedy Club. Come see me at the Spatz Theater in Halifax the night before May 10th. Come see me May 4th at Kookaburra Lounge or April 18th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Psh, what a world. Is anybody excited about this lunar eclipse? I can't get into it. And I'll tell you why. When I was a kid, I think it was 1986, Halley's Comet. Remember Halley's Comet? They said, oh, this only comes once every 75 years. They made us, I remember I was eating dinner. I had to put my plate aside and go outside with special glasses. Or maybe that's just a lunar. And look at Halley's Comet, which to me didn't seem like a big deal. And I guess the next one is in like 20 years. So I'll be around for that, I'm sure. So maybe my attitude, I have a bad attitude about Halley's Comet. I have a bad attitude, but I think anything in the sky. I don't know why space travel doesn't excite me. I'm more concerned about what's going on locally around me, which is really the theme of today's podcast. Like, everyone chill out, mind your own business. Be more concerned about your own life, not space. So this eclipse, which is happening Monday, you have to get special glasses or you go blind. That's all. That to me is always an exciting event when the possibility of going blind is on the table. So what happens is the moon crosses in front of our sun. So this blocks all the light. And then it becomes nighttime for a few minutes. And I can't tell you how little this excites me. I don't know why. I probably will watch it. You know what my hope is that I watch it and then I become an astronomer or astrology person, whatever the difference is. That would be cool. That would be cool. So that's happening Monday. Get the glasses so you don't go blind. Boy, there's some dumb people on this planet. I meant to discuss this on the last podcast. I hope I didn't. But last month, a woman was in a high-speed chase here in Los Angeles, a lovely city of Los Angeles, Los Angeles. She attempts to evade the police officers during the high-speed chase by driving into the water in Marina Del Rey. Here's the sad part. There were two small dogs that were in the vehicle. Now, they survived. And the woman, now this happened at 11:21 p.m. And I got to play the news clip. They'll explain it, and then I'll talk about it with you. This is from NBC Los Angeles. This is the news report on this cockamamie woman.
And now at 5, a police pursuit ends in the ocean. Video from surfline cameras on the Venice Beach.
There's a video.
Show that a woman drove straight into the beach and into
I'm gonna stop it. First of all, I think it's amazing that we have video of everything now. You can't get away with anything. Like, this story's amazing that a woman drove into the water and there are witnesses. But even more amazing is we have video. And it's, it just shocks me that there's always a camera rolling. Keep that in mind in life, everybody. There's always a camera rolling.
And trying to get away from those officers. We want to thank you for being with us this evening. I'm Jonathan Gonzalez.
Stupid
and
car
I'm Annabelle
ocean.
Sedano in for Kathy Vara today. Police said there were
Where's Kathy Vara? Big story happens. Kathy Vara's not in.
Two small dogs in the car when she drove into the water. NBC4's Anastasia Olmos is live from the pier.
Guarantee everybody's more upset about the dogs. I got to tell you what happened at Walmart yesterday, but let's just continue with this.
Anastasia, how's everybody doing?
Well, let's start with those two dogs. You know, police say that one of them jumped out of the car and ran here to the parking lot. The other one, they were able to rescue from inside of the car. Meanwhile, the woman, she jumped out of the car and started swimming, trying to get away. I am standing right in the path of where she drove onto the beach.
Look at
they
this.
They eventually got her out of the water and into a sheriff's boat.
She's lucky she didn't hit anybody on the beach and kill them. She drove right off the beach. I thought she went off the pier, but she went off the beach. I guess one dog ran out and got to shore and the other dog had to be rescued. Can you imagine that? I think she's going to do jail time for that, right? That's animal abuse on top of jail time for driving a car into the ocean.
It's just another wild story here on Venice Beach.
Venice Beach or Marina Del Rey?
A car just speed into the parking lot.
Wow.
And then it disappeared for a second. And then it ran over.
Kind of looks
tracks
fun.
In the sand. And then it just drove into the water, stuff flying everywhere on the beach.
A witness describes what he saw at the Venice Beach Pier Saturday night. A woman drove her car straight into the ocean, trying to get away from California Highway Patrol cars.
Their spotlight down.
Can't even hear this guy because of the helicopter.
And she's still swimming now.
Look at this, she's swimming.
CHP tells us the woman not only drove into the water, she then got out and tried to swim away. A Marina Del Rey sheriff's boat deployed, threw her a buoy, and brought her aboard right into handcuffs.
What an idiot.
Meanwhile, troopers discovered she had two box terriers in the car.
Oh, and they let her, they just showed her with the police petting the dogs. Those dogs should be taken away. She should never see those dogs again. She started to swim into the ocean. I'd be afraid of sharks more than anything. Oh, did you see that story off of New Zealand? They discovered a new shark, a new species of a shark. It was about 5 feet long and had 200 teeth, and there was octopus in its stomach, so they know it's a predator. And there's so many species in the ocean. I'm trying to decide. I think I'm more interested in what the hell is really going on in the ocean than space. I think there's stuff way down there we have no clue about. I'd love to live under the sea. Space doesn't excite me. I don't know why. I do believe if you keep going out there, there's some weird stuff in space too. We might not be alone. The story continues.
In the waves, one had jumped out and started
Looks
running.
Like a BMW.
People nearby tried to help catch it. CHP
oh, they
says
show the dog running away.
More than 30 miles away. They caught the woman speeding in Rosemead off the 10 freeway just before 11:30 p.m. She led them on a pursuit through East L.A. on streets and freeways all the way into the Pacific Ocean at Venice Beach. People who work at the restaurants off the pier say they've seen a lot happen here, but nothing like this.
Yeah, this world's gone crazy. We've lost our minds. We've lost our minds. You know, I could go right into my story about the people that live in the ocean. There's a great documentary. Now, I could go on and on about that story and this woman who went into the water. I'd like to know more about her. Looked like she had red hair. Good. Animal control has since taken custody of her dogs. And they should take custody of her car. There's some psychological problems there. You know, doesn't matter how what crime, unless it's like a serious crime like murder, but listen to spring, the birds outside chirping. Isn't that beautiful? It really is. I don't know. We're all overwhelmed. Is it possible that that woman, before she drove into the pier, was at a store trying to decide which dirt to buy? Is it possible that she was so overwhelmed by the indoor potting soil choices and the outdoor potting soil choices that she just said, screw this life, and just drove off the pier or off into the ocean? I have such a different brain. First of all, I pull over. Once the sirens go on, I pull over. But I'd worry about my car going into the ocean, my dogs, me. They're finding sharks, new sharks with 200 teeth. I'm afraid of the ocean during the day. At night, forget it. Forget it. How cool would it be if she got attacked by a shark when she went into the ocean? That's, wow. Wow. I'm wearing suntan lotion again. I always do. I want to tell everybody you should wear suntan lotion if you want to have young skin. Like me, looking in the monitor, looking at my skin, looking at my hair. I'd like it to be a little more even. What's going on today? Oh, there we go. Nope. Okay, that's better. So I wear suntan lotion. They still in my lifetime have never come up with a suntan lotion that doesn't, after an hour, somehow find its way into your eyes and cause you to absolutely have red eyes and be squinting for the rest of the day. Watery eyes straight until the night. It's not cured until you wake up the next day. But, you know, you want to have young skin, not get skin cancer. That's what you have to do. But I wish I'd come up with, I got to show you a picture. I took a video. Maybe I'll put this up. Here's a video of, look at this. This is me. This is how I wear suntan lotion. I should watch a tutorial video from a momfluencer on how to put on suntan lotion. Just watching this 2020, switching subjects right now. Just watching this 2020. And it was a story about this momfluencer, Ruby Frankie. I had heard about the story at the time, and I read about it, but I really need a documentary to put everything together for me with visuals and people talking. It's how my brain works. It works better receiving information through documentaries than reading long-form articles about this. But this woman, she's Mormon. And she had a husband, and they had about four kids. And they had they had 2 million subscribers on YouTube. And turns out she was abusive, very abusive. Like, tie your kids up abusive. Yeah, let's give her 2 million subscribers. And me stuck at what? 40,000? 50,000? It's such... The world is so messed up. Like, I love that phrase in the Bible about taking false idols. I love that. Why? Because that's what humans do throughout their entire lives. We worship people that we don't know, new people we meet, and it turns out there's a lot of bad people in this world, and Ruby Frankie is one of them. She was tying her kids up and starving her kids and was abusive to her kids. One of the kids escaped, ran to a neighbor's house, rang the doorbell. They didn't answer. Ran to another neighbor's house, rang the doorbell. They didn't answer. Third person answers. And this guy, he calls 911. He's bawling. He's like, there's a 12-year-old kid here who's got duct tape around his feet. He's been tied up. And they go to the house, Ruby Frankie's house. She's staying at this woman named Jody. She's staying at Jody's, her therapist, her marriage therapist. And they find the other kid. And the other kid, so emaciated. It's sad. And the husband had moved out. And now Ruby Frankie is living with Jody. And Jody is a marriage counselor and abusive. And was abusive to her own daughter. It's a fascinating story. But what I'm trying to get at is, this is somebody that millions of people watch on YouTube. Millions of people take advice from this person. And she's a bad person. A lot of people that want the attention of being in front of a camera or making videos are trying to fill a void. I'm telling you, be really careful. Like, if you knew the people that you worshipped, you might be disgusted. And I'm glad they caught this woman. I'm glad the kids are safe. But I'm not glad that people fall for this crap. Remember, cult leaders are charismatic. Abusive people are charismatic. They're groomers. And Ruby Frankie is in jail, I think, now. And so is Jody, her marriage therapist. Nothing like being a therapist and being abusive. Unbelievable. It just, the world is so messed up. I guess it's always been messed up. I guess I wish I was that little kid again that was idealistic and didn't see all this stuff. I wish my eyes were still shut. I wish I was a little kid that would eat everything bagels and not worry about his breath or Funyuns. Eat whatever he wanted. Wasn't so concerned and caught up. Everybody's caught up. Caught up or caught up in everybody else's life. It's just, that's why I'm going to play this clip at the end. Because the things that people get outraged over. And what I love about this clip of me and the plastic straws in 2018 is, to me, when I talk about it on stage now, and I still talk about this because I haven't put this bit out on tape yet. I will put it out on my next special. I don't really do it that often anymore, but I love the bit and I love what it says. I love how we're focused, in my opinion, on the wrong things. The bit is about how we're focused on the wrong things, the plastic straws, because the abundance of plastic in this world, and we're concentrated on the straws. And then on top of that, that's what the theme of that bit is about. A woman just walks out in the middle of it. She's offended. She's offended by, the bit is about focusing on the wrong things, and yet she's focusing on the wrong things about a bit, focusing on the wrong things. My head's going to explode. It's going to explode. If you want to contact me, the email is whatswrong@ornyadams.com. Nicholas M. sent me an email. I brought it up on the last podcast, but I forgot to bring it into the studio. But he said, another great appearance on the Adam Carolla show. Always good to see your name come up when I look to see who is on the show! Well, Nicholas, I will be on the show next Thursday. And you know, that means it could air Friday, probably means it airs Monday. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? So, I was watching this documentary. So good. So good. I like documentaries that bring me into another world. I like when I discover something I wasn't familiar with, and I think it's a positive message. Whereas that momfluencer, I don't want to keep saying her name, is a negative message. And there are people in the world. Okay, I've always been fascinated by this spectrum of humanity, of human behavior. We've got the that momfluencer, right? Horrible person. You know, people that take advantage of people, cult leaders, people that drive into the ocean. And then we have other people that are just living their own lives, or like some people are really altruistic. You know, like these people over in Gaza that were just killed. This tragic story. The World Central Kitchen crew that got attacked. They go to Gaza and they feed people. I would never do this, but I think it's amazing that people in this world do things like this. I wouldn't go. Same reason I wouldn't drive my car into the ocean. I would think I'd be attacked by a shark. I do believe that these World Kitchen volunteers, they're going into a part of the world where there are active bombs going on, and they're going there to feed people. Why aren't there more people like this in the world? I'm not that, but I'm also not somebody who is harming other people, at least not knowingly. I try not to. I try and live a virtuous life. I'm not the most, I'm not perfect. I mean, I'm saying that, but I'm thinking I am actually. But I don't litter. I replace my divot in life, as far as, like, that's a golf term. My plan is to leave the world better than when I came into it, but not worse. I'm not going to dirty up the world. I'm not going to make the world a worse place. I don't know why there aren't more people like at least that. Like, at least be neutral, not negative, at least neutral. If everybody was neutral and above to altruistic, it'd be amazing. But I wouldn't, I don't even go down to downtown Los Angeles to feed people. I should. I bet I'd feel great about myself if I did. I should volunteer more. There are studies that say people that volunteer, in fact, I'm going to start volunteering instead of with my wallet. My parents volunteer. People that volunteer live longer and happier lives. And my excuse in my head is, well, you know, I do stand up and I make people happy. And a lot of the times I'm working for less than I normally would. So that's me volunteering. But that's a shitty train of thought there, Orny. Cut that crap out. But I wouldn't go into Gaza because I would be afraid of being killed like that. Now, they communicated with the Israeli troops and would say, we're going to be in this location, don't bomb us. And I believe they thought, we're safe. I bet they told their family, we're safe because Israel, the troops know exactly where we are and they wouldn't bomb us. But I would think, it could happen. It could happen. And I mean, I can't imagine that you have somebody you love and they're doing something that risky. But yet we need people like that on this planet. What we don't need are assholes. Now, I'm just looking at my shirt. If you're watching the podcast, look at this. This is the new Lower Your Expectations University. I've decided it's a university now. See that? You can buy this shirt if you go to OrnyAdams.com store. Also, from the Teen Wolf convention last week, I had these made, and I have a few left. So get your, look at this, Vote Greenberg Class President. I don't endorse it. I hate Greenberg. But I have these shirts too, OrnyAdams.com. And if you want to keep in touch with me, you know the email, whatswrong@OrnyAdams.com. And everything Orny is at teamwhatswrong.com. So I saw this documentary. Let me play this clip. It's a story. It's called Sea Gypsies, Far Side of the World. It's a story of a small group of modern seafaring gypsies. Isn't gypsy a derogatory term now? Following them as they strike out across the largest expanse of uninhabited geography on the earth in search of adventure, awe, and whatever else lies at the far side of the world. These people are ballsy. I'm afraid to go to the Arizona desert in a couple of weeks. The vessel is Infinity, a hand-built gypsy boat. Okay, I'm out. I'm out. Hand-built boat. I think they got a boat that was like 30 years old and had never been finished, and then they finished it on a budget. These people don't have money, so they're bartering. They're just scraping along to even have a durable sail, which I'll get into later too. The journey, an 8,000-mile Pacific crossing from New Zealand to Patagonia with a stop in Antarctica. Oh, I wonder when they were in New Zealand if they caught a glimpse of that new shark with the 200 teeth. Unlike all the other boats headed south, Infinity is no ice-reinforced yacht crewed by professional sailors. Rather, Infinity lies in the moment and sails on a whim without permission or insurance of any kind. Yeah, it gets scary. It gets scary. There was a moment where they were coming into the Antarctica and there were icebergs all around them. They don't, this isn't a boat that has like ice breaking capability, and the winds are tossing them around. The sail is broken. The winds are tossing them around. And you think this is it. Although you know it isn't it, because they have the footage from this documentary. Oh, I should tell you, it was directed by Nico Edwards. The captain's name is Clemens Gabriel Oestreich, German. I know I'm mispronouncing that, and I apologize. Equipped with a 40-year-old boat, no formal training, and no financial backing, the crew is self-sustaining in an unfunded group of modern explorers. That's the word we should be using, not gypsies, who must fix and correct every hardship and obstacle that stands in their way using only elbow grease and ingenuity. I encourage everybody to watch this documentary because it is just fascinating how they fix things, and they're not concerned. They're not worried. I would be worried if the engine went out and I'm thousands or hundreds of miles away from anybody and don't have the capability to call for help. They said that help was days away. So here is Clems, they call him Clems, the captain, talking about this one night where he really, really thought something bad was going to happen. And yet, to him, that's a positive. Now, why is that, Clems?
We had one moment which was probably, for the ship, the most dangerous moment. There was a moment in the dark night where all of a sudden we drifted right towards an iceberg. And I mean, on the radar, it was just a litter of icebergs, but
so
that
relaxed.
One we drifted towards quite quickly and on the windward side of it, so the wind would just throw the boat right onto this mass of ice. Oh, and the engine had trouble because we had water in the fuel, so we had quite a lot of mechanical problems due to that dirty fuel. And it took a hell of a long time to get the engine started. It felt like forever. But this wow. Moment, this moment of danger, what is left of that in me is it was really beautiful. It was a really powerful situation. It was just, you know, we are alive in the middle of a whole universe of forces, and half the time we don't realize any of it. We worry about little things. We are focused on completely meaningless little aspects of life. But
like
this
dirt.
Journey gave many opportunities to really experience these forces as they are, pure and raw, and that gives me a sense of reality, a sense of actually being aware of where I'm at in this world. You know, I'm living in a universe of forces on a planet that has oceans and icebergs and mountains and life forms of all kinds and weather, and it just goes on and on from there. And just to really be able to comprehend that, to really feel that, to really truly deeply understand what that means, is something that I think many of us never really do.
I think I do when I'm on stage. I think I achieve what he's talking about. Now, this guy's very different than me. Like, even when that boat was rocking and they were recording and it seemed like a very dangerous situation to me, he maintained this composure. And I don't think it's a death wish. I don't believe it. I believe that they like to be taken to that point where they're reminded how little they are and how meaningless. If you have indoor dirt or outdoor dirt or all the different shapes of potatoes, these are all ways that humans are avoiding the reality that we're small and we're concerned about the wrong things. I've made a living focusing on the small things. I talked about in the pilot episode of What's Wrong with Orny Adams, where I said my parents gave me a book. My mom gave me a book. She said, don't sweat the small things. It's all small things. And I read that and I'm like, what is she talking about? I love sweating the small things. I enjoy that. But I think I can learn from this. I mean, I want to go back and listen to that clip again because it's powerful what he's saying. And even when he was talking about whether we're in the moment or not, or that present, I'm looking at my notes thinking, well, what am I going to say when we come out of this clip? There's just no winning. And when you think, holy shit, we're about to hit an iceberg, our sail is broken, the engine is chugging along, it's going to break down because there's water in the fuel, you have no choice but to survive. And you don't have time to think about those other things. And that is what's beautiful, is that he's reminded of this. And I think putting yourself in those situations is of course a form of a drug like anything else. And when I listened to it, I didn't initially have this thought, but I did just now, that when I do stand-up comedy, I achieve that zen. I'll talk about it sometime. I've left my body before on stage. More than once. I could have a flu that day and I'm in bed shivering and I can get up on stage and do my show. I talked about it on the last episode. I, at the Team Wolf Con, had nothing left in me. Nothing. And what did I do? I got up on stage that night and did a show and was running around. And I'm thinking, who is this person? I don't know this person. That to me is cool. Now, you're not going to catch me on a boat. The Infinity, is that the name of it? The 40-year-old boat? The Infinity? I wish I could remember what the name of it. Yeah, Infinity. Hand-built boat by these ragtag sailors. In fact, the guy filming, the director, Nico Edwards, this guy was throwing up half of the documentary. That's how sick he was. I can't imagine signing up for this and no communication, meaning like if that boat was destroyed and they were all killed, they would just be another like mystery. They'd be an hour-long episode on Dateline. Maybe 2 hours on 2020. I don't even know if they had a satellite phone or not. They're very different, very different. But here's the other thing. As I wake up every day, and by the way, if you want a larger to-do list, buy a house, because every day there's something else that needs to be done. And as I wake up and I get anxious, I better go to the gym, I better go pick up. Okay, here's what happened. I forgot something. I went to Walmart yesterday. I hadn't been there since COVID. I don't know what's going on there, but everybody's walking around with a dog. It's like the Wild West. It's like the Walmart kennel. Everybody's got a dog. Look at these. Here's three people with their dogs. And this one woman that had two dogs. This is great. I later, I should have filmed it, although I felt guilty. I felt like it was exploitive. I even feel bad putting their pictures up, but she took the dogs into the aisle with the dog food, and she pulled down two bags, and I heard her say, which one do you guys want? And it was a contest. Like, the dogs got to pick their dog food. Like, they, I don't know, can they smell it through the bag? I don't know, but why are there dogs everywhere? I mean, I like dogs. Dogs are cool. But why are they in Walmart in the food section? I don't know. I just, and you can't expect the employees to say anything. Every employee at Walmart, and they seem to be working, I saw them stocking shelves, but a lot of them were on their phones. I could hear them having conversations or looking at their phones. And it's just, they're going to be replaced by robots. It's just, everyone's just dialed out. Everybody is just dialed out. Anyway, back to Sea Gypsies. I gotta change that name. Far Side of the World documentary. Listen to this. The sail broke, and they spent a great amount of time trying to fix a sail. And they were having a conversation. I'm not going to play the conversation, but afterwards, the director asked them how much of the sail they got done and how much time it will take for the sail to get done. And what Clemens, the director, said is fascinating. And if you watch the documentary, what was really cool, and what I love about this documentary is not only that they're out there, they're misfits, they're using a boat that probably isn't safe, they end up going on some land that they shouldn't be on. They don't care about permits. They're existing. But the teamwork, there's no sitting around on this boat. Everybody's working. Some people are cooking. Some people are repairing. Some people are building, navigating. Some people are on watch. Like, it's freezing. And and they don't even have the proper insulation in the boat. Like, it's not winterized. They don't have, one person didn't have the right sleeping bag. And you have to, at night, watch for icebergs. You have to sit on the tip of the bow, which that would scare me. And it's freezing and windy. And that's how you give into this community. I think there were 20 of them. And the sail needs to be stitched, which happens. And a new sail would cost $20,000. So one person is under the sail on the floor. Like, imagine like a tarp over them. And they're under there. And Clem's, the captain, is above. And he's pushing the needle through. And the guy underneath is accepting the needle and then pushing it up. And then Clem's accepts it and pulls the string through and then goes back down. And they keep doing it. And it's beautiful. It's a symphony. It's how humans can work in harmony and accomplish things. Lighting changing. The light is changing in Big Shasta right now if you're watching the video. And so let me play this clip. This is right after he fixed the sail and his philosophy on time. Beautiful music.
What percentage did you get done in 40 minutes?
This is like 1.5%. There you go. But then you have all the extra work, so let's call it 1%.
Only somebody one way.
No, I counted that.
So it's looking like about 100 hours.
Something like that. It doesn't matter. Time is...
Time's
flexible. Important at sea.
Yeah.
We got plenty of time. It'll be done when we arrive in Chile.
Yeah. Do we need the main sail to get to Chile?
It's really Chilean there, isn't it?
The more we need the main sail, the quicker it'll get done. It's the mathematical equation behind it. The more we need the sail, the quicker it'll be done.
I love that. I really do. I think that's beautiful. Time doesn't matter, and they'll work faster if they need that sail. It will get done. Things at sea will get done, but time doesn't matter. Meaning it will get fixed. And for me, we all are as humans here on the mainland. We are so stuck on clock time, this human created time. I used to do a bit about how humans created time. And if we tried to create time now, like, we couldn't agree on anything. We can't even agree whether the earth is flat or round, even though it's round, okay? We can't agree on that. If we can't agree on that with aerial photography, how could we ever come up with a way to tell time? And people would vote down one way of telling time because they don't like that group of people and the way they think in other terms. It's effing nuts. Humanity is, we're just going to kill ourselves off, and we deserve to because, you know, we refuse to work together. Unlike this, the infinity, this boat, and how humans come together and do so much. I hate to be preachy. It's a comedy podcast. At some point, it's got to get funny, right? I also never want to be one of those comics that gets older and is just grumpy. Like, there's some clips going around TikTok of Jerry Lewis being interviewed at like 80 and how grumpy he is. And I don't know why that happens to comics. At what point do comics just stop laughing? That's another thing about being a kid that's wonderful, is that contagious laugh, just laughing. I love that. So I recommend you watch that documentary and let me know what you think. You know, what's wrong at ornyadams.com, and don't send me anything crazy emails, please. Walmart and the dogs. So let's talk about this. And this video is a little bit out of sync. I got to show you this because I'm also fascinated with this. What's wrong with editors now? Video editors? Nobody cares. I see so many documentaries and reality shows, and it's out of sync. Like, grossly out of sync. And it's like, you know, come on. This is a video from, it was like a 2020, and you would think the guy's speaking a different language. You would think it was dubbed over. That's how bad it is. How does this get through? How do they not care? What they do is, they have so many angles and they cut so fast that they think, no, nobody's going to see it. Well, Orny Adams does. And Orny Adams is so sick of content being out of sync. You know what I mean when I say out of sync, right? The lips are moving differently than the audio. And I spend a lot of time, you can ask my friend Eric, my audio buddy, how much time we spent on Path of Most Resistance, Takes the Third, More Than Loud, making sure every word was in sync. And I can tell when my lips, even if it's off by a frame, and on this podcast, I slide it sometimes when it slips, because sync can slip. But this is egregious. Look at, if you watching the video, and by the way, the video will be up on YouTube eventually. I'm about 10 episodes behind. The newer episodes are on my Patreon. I'm so sick of people. If you're watching this, don't comment under, why is this? Jesus, it's June. I would have come to see your shows in April. But the video's up in June. The audio is up immediately. This audio will be up tonight. And then the video out the next day on Patreon, and then so on and so on. Eventually, it finds its way to YouTube. Okay? But here it is. You can watch this video. Watch how out of sync this is.
That upholds the law. You should say, John, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? That should be the only thing that should have been on tape. What would I gain out of killing my
It looks like he's speaking a different language. I mean, it's absurd. Drives me nuts. It all comes down to nobody gives a crap about their job. There's no integrity. There's no, like, I want to do the best job because I care, because I am passionate. Where the hell is the passion in this world anymore? I'll tell you where there's some passion. It's this lady with me in the straw bit who lost her mind. I'll play this from the beginning, and I'll play a couple of minutes of it. This is a bit I probably wrote in, looks like 2018, because here's notes on it from my bit. You can eat fish, just not one killed by a straw. You can buy dead fish, but don't bring it home in a plastic bag. These are a lot of lines that I don't do in the bit anymore that I really should. You know that plastic bag you're using is killing fish? Pull out fish like this one? Boy, I mean, that's the problem with comedy is there's atrophy. Like, after doing bits for a long time, like, you get bored or you forget and lines drop away. I wish I put out a special by now. I wish I put out two specials. I wish that I put out the material faster, but I don't. There's a part of me that also likes these bits to marinate and grow and be at their potential, rather than just put stuff out there immediately. So this is Mohegan Sun, which is in Connecticut. It's a casino, and I'm at this comedy club, and I'm about 2 minutes into my routine. It's in 2018, November 2018. And I'm just, the straws bit was my closing bit, and what I do sometimes is take the closing bit and I put it up front to challenge myself and to force myself to get a new closing bit. And so I'm 2 minutes in, and I hear commotion in the back, and a lady is walking out with her kids. And then my opening act, Eric Trundy, is videotaping her walking out. So I put these two things together. And this is before, this was kind of rare because people really didn't heckle as much back then. Now it seems to be an art form. How can I end up on a comics video? How can I eat? Oh, crowd work. This was before crowd work was hip and cool. So I don't think I ever put this video out, but I will put this video out on my Patreon. Have I done that yet? I'll put it on my Patreon so you can see, because it's like an 8-minute video. And I think you know why I never put it up? Because I haven't put the straw bit out there yet. Maybe I won't put it on my Patreon. Maybe I should watch it first. Because I don't want it to take away from when I actually put the bit out there. But I'll walk you through a little bit of this video. And you can hear Eric at times. I'm saying, what? Did you catch that on video? And that's Eric talking. It's subtitled. Or it isn't. Let me see. Hold on.
You can eat dead fish. You can eat dead fish. You better not be killed by a straw. Do not. Yeah, it's got to be killed by a hook or a trap or a net. Do not. I'm telling you, and don't bring it home from the supermarket, your dead fish, in a plastic bag. Do not bring it home in a plastic bag. It must
be. Okay, now you can hear commotion in the back of the room.
This sends the message, okay? It must be a reusable bag. I suggest canvas with a farmer's market logo. Okay, that's what I suggest.
I can hear the commotion, and that's throwing me off a little.
That says you care. That says you care.
She's yelling. People are booing. Why do we have to eat plastic? Because fish eat plastic. Somebody yelled, shut the up. Now they're applauding. I mean, I'm 2 minutes into the show here. Give me a chance to establish myself. I'm watching her walk out. Laughing.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
I said, this is the greatest moment. You know, this business. I have.
Somebody is upset about a straw joke.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many other things to get upset about.
Get out of here. Look at her. Oh, the poor kids. The poor kids.
There's security taking her out with the kids. Wow. And the crowd, of course, is excited that she's being carried out because, you know. Let's go, Orny, somebody yelled. I'm laughing.
Does anybody have that on tape? Did anybody? Did you tape it?
I got it.
This is Eric.
What was she upset about?
Some with the straws, but she was also wearing a fur coat.
Okay, good.
That's great. The hypocrisy.
She was upset about the straws, but she was also wearing a fur coat.
Yeah, of course. Of course. People are so hypocritical. Refuse to look at themselves.
What was she upset about the straws?
The fish are eating the straws, turtles, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so she... Did she know she was at a comedy show, or did she...
Did she know she was at a comedy show?
I'm like the least controversial comic you'll ever see. You'll ever see. Somebody stood up in the back. It just went absolutely crazy over a straw joke. And I didn't even finish the straw joke. I didn't even get to finish it.
Yeah.
It gets worse. It would have upset her even more. Wait till I start talking about refrigerators. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's talking about refrigerators.
Everybody needs to chill out.
Food cold. Refrigerators keep food cold. That is what's wrong with the world.
That
right
is
there.
What's wrong and with Orny Adams.
A straw
episode 108, bringing this down. Unbelievable. At some point, I'll release the entire, it looks like it's 6 minutes long. I can't imagine. I just had the thought right before I was coming into the studio, I should play this. Come see me live. You can see me do the straw bit live. Where will I be? Did I tell you already? We got Orny at April 18th, Las Vegas. May 4th, Los Angeles at the Kookaburra Lounge. May 10th, Halifax Comedy Festival, Spats Theater. May 11th, Yuck Yucks in Ottawa, Canada. Two shows, ornyadams.com/tour. Tour! Well, I am now going to go outside, put on some suntan lotion, and all I have, this is what's freaking me out, all I have is indoor potting soil, and I have an outdoor plant, and I don't know what to do. I'm so overwhelmed, I might just drive my car right into the ocean. That's where we're at. Hey, listen, if you watch the eclipse, wear the glasses. Hey, and that's what's great about What's Wrong with Orny Adams. You don't need special glasses to watch this podcast. Thank you to everybody that's watching it, that's sharing it, that's reviewing it. And thank you to everybody who is replacing their divot in life. We'll see you for episode 109. Whew. I think that went well.